Can you talk about what happened with the other study that looked at these patients in terms of the issue of intrahepatic FUDR? That was C09, was it?
Yeah, C09 was a trial that randomized the individuals with 1 to 6 metastases, resectable disease, no extrahepatic disease, and randomized them to, after resection and or radiofrequency ablation, to intra-arterial FUDR with capecitabine and oxaliplatinum systemically versus capecitabine oxaliplatinum alone. So the variable there was the intra-arterial FUDR. And unfortunately, that trial had to be closed because we couldn't accrue to that trial. And I think the reason that we couldn't accrue to that trial is that intra-arterial chemotherapy in that setting, that adjuvant setting, is just seeing its day. And I think with the newer agents like capecitabine, like oxaliplatinum, medical oncologists in the country don't want to be bothered with intra-arterial chemotherapy with an implantable pump or an external pump. That was the word that I got in trying to push this trial, along with Larry Wagman and Mark Rowe, the NSABP, across the country.
Yeah, no, there's definitely the feedback that I was hearing, and I'm hoping that the reason wasn't just that it's kind of hard to, you know, get to these patients or accrue them. I would think that a trial like this, that what you just described with the neoadjuvant thing, I would think that'd be very attractive.
Well, I think it would be very attractive, Neil, because of two reasons. If the trial does turn out to be neoadjuvant versus adjuvant, patients on both arms are going to be getting the same chemotherapy. It's a question of timing. Do they get it before? Do they get it after resection? And again, because of the toxicity of these drugs, I think it's a very practical question to ask.
Now, I'm guessing you all are going to include Bev, or you're thinking about it, or what?
No, we're in early discussions for this, so we haven't even thought about the chemotherapy. Well, you know, now you talk about a targeted agent like bevacizumab, and we know that this is an anti-vascular endothelial growth factor agent. We know that vascular endothelial growth factor is important for proliferation of hepatic parenchyma cells, and we know that bevacizumab can cause problems with liver regeneration. Now, we've also learned that if you're going to give an individual bevacizumab and you're getting ready for hepatic resection, you got to wait 6 to 8 weeks because of the half-life of this drug so that you avoid some of the problems with hemorrhage with the liver, which, you know, can be a bleeding organ to begin with. So,
Is it your take that that's what people are using right now in the community?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know if they're using it following hepatic resection. Certainly, its role has been demonstrated in unresectable disease in combination with chemotherapy. That certainly has been shown and very nicely in phase 3 randomized trials. The question of the type of chemotherapy and whether we add a targeted agent or not, that's for discussion. Now, the EORTC, their next step from their trial that they presented at ASCO last year, they are adding a targeted agent, I believe it's cetuximab, to FOLFOX as the next step in their perioperative trial.
So what's the exact design?
I believe it's going to be FOLFOX with cetuximab versus FOLFOX alone, if I'm not mistaken.
And again, neoadjuvant and post-op too.
Yes, yes. They feel that the standard of care has changed to perioperative, or if you will, neoadjuvant with preoperative cycles and then postoperative cycles.
In terms of this issue of surgery, I mean, the NSABB does have a breast cancer study looking at neoadjuvant bevacizumab, and, you know, they just stopped the Bev, and I think they give another cycle of chemo. And, you know, of course, breast cancer is not the same as a hepatic resection, but do you think that with the 6-week window, certainly FOLFOX Bev is the most common first line therapy metastatic disease that's being used? Do you think that that 6-week window is adequate protection when hepatic resection is the procedure?
Yeah, I think if you've given a patient bevacizumab prior to hepatic resection and you wait 6 to 8 weeks, that's been demonstrated to be a safe time period to do that resection. The other thing we know is that the length of time that you give the chemotherapy can also affect morbidity in these individuals. So the timing of chemo versus resection is going to be important too, and that has to be worked out.